First visit to Bakersfield. We hope there will be many more. Stuti ji is currently the resident teacher at Columbus, Ohio. And just a brief introduction, she was born and brought up in Trinidad, as she said, fourth generation. And her parents have been very involved with Chinmaya Mission for many years. Her father actually studied the two-year course in Trinidad offered by Swami Prakashananda ji, whom we had met when we visited Trinidad. And if anybody wants to experience hospitality, that is the place to go. I have never met people who are more friendly, more hospitable, and I think Sudhaji has also been involved for that. So her father has been very active in the church. Both her parents, they have been on the board and, you know, in the administration of the Chinmaya Mission. And Stuti ji was inspired by her parents and by Swami Prakashananda ji, whom we have all met, some of us have met, excellent teacher. So inspired by them, she decided, she was studying with Swami Prakashananda ji and then decided to do the two-year Vedanta course under Swami Swarupananda ji and Swami Bodhatmananda ji. And then after finishing the course, she was in Trinidad for a short while. And for the past year, she has been teaching in Columbus, Ohio. So we are very thankful and welcome her to Bakersfield, to the hot weather of Bakersfield. Remind me of Trinidad. Yeah. So she won't forget Trinidad. And she will be doing the summer camp Monday to Friday during the day. And then in the evening, from today to Thursday, we will do Tulsi Ramayana. So I'll let her. Thank you. Please welcome. Thank you for coming.
Okay, hi, a very warm, pleasant good evening to all. We will begin with the opening prayer. So you please close your eyes, put your hands together. We invoke the grace and blessings of Bhagavan Ganesha, Saraswati Devi, and the entire Guru Parampara. We seek their blessings while we are on this path of moksha, on the path of liberation. We ask that whatever obstacles may arise, that we are having the strength and the courage to overcome, learn from the obstacles, learn from our challenges, grow from it, and may that be able to propel us along this path. We chant Om three times. Thank you.
Ganeshaya Namaha. Om Shri Saraswatyai Namaha. Om Shri Guruhyo Namaha. Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahanau Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai. Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
So what we will do, we'll have a couple bhajans. If anybody would like to sing, we'll have a few minutes of bhajans. Then today being the first day of our sessions, we'll chant the Ramayana Mangala Charanam, the one in the beginning. And on the last day, we will do Ramayana Arati. So if anybody would like to sing, I will do one kirtan and then anybody can chant after.
Rama Raghava Jaya Sita Nayaka.
Rama Raghava Jaya Sita Nayaka.
Rama Raghava Jaya Sita Nayaka.
Rama Raghava
Jaya Sita Nayaka. Rama Raghava Rajivalochan Kamit Phalada Kari Varada. 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 Krishna Keshava Jaya Gopi Madhava.
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 Krishna Keshava Ambujalochan Vanchita Phalada Yadu Varada. 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 Rama Raghava Jaya Sita Nayaka.
Rama Raghava Jaya Sita Nayaka.
Krishna Keshava Jaya Gopi Nayaka.
Krishna Keshava Jaya Gopi Madhava.
Jaya Gopi Madhava.
Jaya Gopi Madhava.
कृष्ण कन्हैया लाल की जय।
Would anybody like to sing a kirtan?
Hare Rama 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 Sita Rama Rama Rama.
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 Hare Rama 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 Sita Rama Rama.
Hare Rama 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 Sita Rama Rama Rama.
Hare Rama 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 Sita Rama Rama
Rama.
Sita Rama Rama Rama
Sita Rama Rama Rama.
Sita Rama Rama Rama.
Sita Rama Rama Rama.
Siyavar Ramachandra ki jay.
So we'll chant the Mangala Charana.
The beginning.
Any beginning. The first one. Varanana Marutasanka. I don't know the page number, so if you find it, can you help?
It's just the beginning of Balkan, right in the beginning.
Page 1.
In this book, page 1.
Varnanam artha sanghanam rasanam chandrasam api mangalanam chakartarau vande vani vinayakau Bhavani Shankarau Vande Shraddha Vishwasa Rupinau Yabhyam Vinana Pashyanti Siddha Swantasthamishwaram Vande Bodhamayam Nityam Gurum Shankara Rupinam Yamashrito hi vakropi Chandra sarvatra vandyate Sita Rama gunagrama Punyaranya viharinau Vande vishuddha vijnanau Kavishwara kapishwarau Udbhava sthiti samhara Karini Klesha Harini Sarva Shreyaskarim Sitam Natoham Rama Vallabham Yanmaya Vashavarti Vishwamakhilam Brahmadi Devasura Yat Sattvadam Rishaiva Bhati Sakalam Rajau yathahir brahmaha Yat pada plava meka meva hi bhavam Bho बोधे स्थितिर्षावताम् वन्देहं तमशेषकारणपरम् रामाख्यमीशं हरिम् नानापुराणनिगमागमसम्मतं यद् रामायणे निगदितं क्वचिदन्यतोऽपि स्वान्तःसुखाय तुलसीरघुनाथगाथा भाषानिबन्धमतिमञ्जुलमातनोति भाषानिबन्धमतिमञ्जुलमातनोति हरिः ॐ.
So today we begin first of 5 days, and originally we planned to study the kathas of Sundar Kanta of Goswami Tulsidas Ji's Ramacharitamanas. So I started to, you know, read and prepare for these 5 days, and something was tugging at my heart. If Bhagawan will not allow me to skip the portion of Kishkindha Kanda where Bhakta meets Bhagawan. Hanumanji's identity is Ramadasa. He says, Ramadutamai Matujani. So if that is his identity, then we only have to begin there. So today we will look at Kishkindha Kanda. And just that meeting of Bhakta and Bhagavan, and then we'll proceed. We'll use today to fill our hearts, fill our minds with Bhagavan. Then we study the Parama Bhakta. So just, I know you all know the story, just we'll do some revision and revel in it a little bit. So here we are in Kishkindha Kanda, Bhagavan and Lakshman ji, they are looking for Janaki Devi. They come across Shabari Devi and she guides them to look for Sugriva. So they are on their way to meet Sugriva, looking for Sugriva, and he notices them from afar. He sees their well-sculpted bodies, he sees their form, their figure, and he knows that these are not ascetics, they are not forest dwellers. So he sends his minister at the time, Hanumanji, you go find out who these people are. If they are enemies, I will run. So Hanumanji, we know, disguises himself as a Brahmana and he goes before Bhagavan. And this is what he asks. So before the first doha in Kishkindha Kanda, Chaupai number 4, before the first doha.
Before the first doha, Chaupai number 4.
So it starts with O Tumhasyamala. So at the beginning of Kishkindha Kanda, you have the Mangala Charanam, and then it starts, the first Chaupai is Aage Chale. So then number 4 comes Kotuma Siyamala. Right. So we'll do a little Nam Sankirtanam for the tune as well, right? Shri Rama Jaya Rama Jaya Jaya Rama.
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 Ko Tumha Syamal Gaur Sar
छत्रिरूप फिरहु बनवीरा कठिन भूमि कोमल पदगामी
कठिन भूमि कोमल पदगामी
कवन हेतु बिचरहु वन स्वामी श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम
श्रीराम जय राम जय जय राम
सियावर राम चंद्र की जय.
Can you tell the page number?
In number 626. This one. It was this one. I don't know in English which one.
Kishkinda Kant after the first Doha.
No, before the next.
Hanumanji is asking of Bhagavan Ramachandra ji and Hanuman and Lakshman ji. He says, "Ko tuma, who are you?" One is Yamala and one is Gaura Sarira. One of you is dark and one is very fair. But Chhatri Rupa, you are both having the form of Kshatriyas, of warriors. So you are dressed like ascetics, but nothing else beside your garment looks like you belong in the forest. You look like you belong in the palace only. So very clearly from your form, I can tell that you are Kshatriyas, yet you are roaming in the forest. So who are you? Why have you come here? Kathena Bhumi, that this earth, it is kathina, it is very harsh, it is very rough. But your feet are like komala, very, very soft, like petals of, lotus. So I know that you don't belong here. Your feet have not traveled the hard earth of the forest. Your feet are accustomed to the soft floors found in your palace. He Swami, dear master, Kavana Hetu Vicharahu Bana. Where are you going in the forest? Where are you? What is your destination? Why are you here? So what is most intriguing about this particular Chaupai is that Hanumanji's attention first goes to Bhagwan's feet. Because this is where my Sharanagati is. This is where I seek surrender. This is my place of refuge. And in the same way, we seek refuge at the feet of Bhagawan. In the same way, we seek refuge at the feet of the Guru. In the same way, we have sought refuge at the feet of our parents. So this is no strange thought to us. We have been thinking in this way since we were born. We are no strangers to surrender. Right here is where my whole world is. When I am here, I am safe. I am comfortable. I am comforted. The whole world is outside. The whole world is available. But I don't want it. Because my refuge, my Sharanagati is at the feet of Bhagavan, at the feet of Guru, at the feet of parents. This is where I will find my Shanti. This is where I will find my peace, my shelter, my solace. So then Bhagavan very politely answers, we are the sons of Dasharath Maharaj. My name is Rama, his name is Lakshmana. We have come here with Janaki Devi, but she is no longer with us. This is his introduction. Very brief. He gave the summarized version only. Then he asks, hey Brahmana, but who are you? Bhagavan Rama is asking Hanumanji. I want to know who you are, but don't give me the brief version. Tell me who you are in detail. Elaborately explain to me who you are. Somehow, even though Bhagavan describes himself in this brief manner, but Hanumanji recognizes his Lord. So therefore, this is what he says in after Doha 1, Chaupai number 3. This is his response. Prabhu Pahichani.
Prabhu Pahichani Pareu Kahi Charana.
Prabhu
Pahichani Pareu Kahi Charana. So Sukha Ma Jo Ai Nahi Parana.
Pulakit
tan mukha avan bachana.
Pulakit tan mukha avan bachana.
Dekhat ruchir besh kari rachana.
Dekhat ruchir besh kari rachana.
Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram.
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 Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram. Siyavar Ramachandra ki jai.
Prabhu Pahichani. So Bhagavan Rama's description was brief, his introduction was brief, but Prabhu Pahichani, he recognized that this is my Bhagavan, this is my master, this is my Lord of my heart. So the question is, how was Hanumanji able to recognize Bhagavan with this brief description? Because in Rama Avatara, Ravana and all the other asuras and rakshasas, they were not able to recognize Bhagavan. In Krishna Avatara, the Pandavas were able to recognize, but the Kauravas were not. So how is it that Hanumanji also is able to recognize? And nowhere is he told that I am the Lord of the universe. When sattva is high, recognition of Bhagavan comes naturally. When tamas is high, Bhagavan could physically be in front of us and we have no clue. So then, how do we cultivate sattva? How do we increase our sattva? Through our seva, we do karma yoga. Through our puja, bhajans, we engage in bhakti yoga. Through satsang, we engage in jnana yoga. These are the methods of increasing our sattva. Through karma, bhakti, jnana yoga. Then recognizing Bhagavan is not difficult at all. It is natural. I see Bhagavan everywhere. I see Bhagavan in everything all the time. It is difficult to not see Bhagavan when sattva is high. So sattva was pradhana. Pradhana means predominant. Parayu gahi charana. Hanumanji falls to the ground and holds on to the feet of Bhagavan. This is my Sharanagati. This is the first time Hanumanji does Namaskara to Bhagavan. But he is still in his Brahmana form. He is still in disguise. The second time he does Namaskara, then only he will be in his form, his natural form. So still some reservation is there. He is in disguise, right? So still a little bit of reservation is there. We'll see what that is. He's going to ask Bhagavan, well, I recognize you, you did not recognize me, right? So he does, you know, we have this little kirtan we sing. Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama.
Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama.
Sharanam Mama.
Sharanam Mama.
Sharanam Mama.
Sharanam
Mama. So this is my Sharanagati. This is where I seek refuge. This is my shelter. So then Bhagavan Shiva tells Parvati Devi, So Sukha Uma Jai Nai Barana, that this joy that Hanumanji felt in his heart, it was indescribable. No words are there. The joy of having found one's Bhagavan, the joy also of having found one Acharya, that is also equally priceless. Because you see, you feel a sense of relief. You feel a sense of comfort. In Viveka Churamani, we are studying that student of Viveka Churamani, he does Guru Upasatti. And when he does Guru Upasatti, he tells the Acharya, he says, my head is on fire. I cannot think. It is like some great big forest fire is there and I cannot escape. But now that I am in front of you, I feel as though the nectarine words that are flowing from your lips, that is as though dousing that fire. And so I have relief in my heart. He tells him also, he says, you are like Vasanta, the season of spring. Vasantavat, you are like the season of spring where rain is there, sunshine is, or flowers are coming. All the beautiful parts of nature is showing up. This is the relief you are bringing to my heart. Then he also tells, he says, you are like the rays of the moon that is cooling the scorched earth. That is how you are feeling to me. This is how I feel about you. I feel a sense of relief. I feel a sense of comfort. That samsara is still there, yes, I know. But because I am in front of you, I know moksha is not far off. I know liberation is not far off. So this is the same way we feel when we recognize Bhagavan in our lives. Relief is there because that surrender, that bhava, that attitude of surrender is there. That yes, I feel challenged, I feel difficulties in my life, but it is not insurmountable. I am able to go through all of it. I'm able to come out of it. Not just survive, but I'm able to live through. I'm able to live properly. I'm able to be happy and joyful, even in difficult times. So there are no words to describe the feeling of finding one's guru, one's Bhagavan. So then Goswamiji continues, Dekhata ruchira beshakai rachana. That Hanumanji looks at them. He looks at their clothing, their dress, and pulakitatana. A thrill runs through his body. He has goosebumps. And mukha avana bachana, no words come to his lips. He is speechless. What can I say? How can I thank you? How can I find the words to show my love and devotion and gratitude that you are here in front of me? I have all the feelings in my heart, but it is not becoming words. So then we continue with Doha 1, Chaupai 4. So just the same after Chaupai 3, 4.
Puri dhiraj dhariya stuti kini.
Puri dhiraj dhariya stuti kini.
Harsh hridaya nij nath hi chini.
Harsh hridaya nij nath hi chini.
Mor nyau main poochha sai.
Mor nyau main पूछा साई
तुम पूछा हो कस नर की नाई
तुम पूछा हो कस नर की नाई
सियावर रामचंद्र की जय
तो पुनि धीरज उधारी अस्तुति की he recovers himself and he sings the praises of भगवान हर्ष हृदय निज नाथ हि चीन he was so glad so joyous, overjoyed, that I have found my Bhagavan. And he says, oh, hey Bhagavan, mora nyau mein poochha sai. I asked who you are. And that is okay, because I am ajnani. I am ignorant. I am under your spell of maya. So that I am asking who you are, that is understood. But you are asking who I am. I don't understand that because you are Sarvajna, you are all knowing, you are supposed to know who I am only. You only created me, right? You are supposed to know who I am. So he says, because I am under your spell of Maya, because I am ignorant being, therefore I don't know who you are. And I asked, I inquired. And this is the same dilemma that we go through. That Bhagavan is there expressing in our lives through Ishwara Anugraha, through His grace. God's grace is there, but we are unable to see, we are unable to recognize. So Bhagavan gave us human birth in Uttarakhanda, right? He says, if I give you human birth, that is my grace. If I give you Acharya, that is also my grace. So Bhagavan gave us human birth. In Viveka Chudamani also it is said that this human birth is so difficult to give, right? So this is Bhagavan's anugraha only, but how many people actually treat it, recognize that it is grace? Satsang is there in our lives, but how many people seek it, right? So anugraha comes in so many different forms, but we are not able to recognize. You know, when we are going through life, right? And now I have started to hear why I cannot attend your class. I see your classes. I want to come, but I cannot attend. Okay, why can't you attend? Because life is so busy. Work is there. I have to travel, take kids all over to the different classes, and I don't have time. So Bhagavan heard everybody complain. And he said, you'll be in quarantine for 2.5 years, right? And how many people actually use that time for satsang? Because satsang was accessible. Satsang has been more accessible now than it has ever been. It is beyond YouTube, it is beyond Zoom, it is beyond so many different platforms. But how many people use that time to increase their sattva? Use that time for satsang. Not many. Right? That is Ishwara Anugraha. COVID is Ishwara Anugraha. Right? He gave us the time only. And see, if we were actually in quarantine, we wouldn't have gotten COVID at all. Right? If we spend time in satsang, then it means I am here only. I cannot go out. Then I would be safe. I would be protected. So Hanumanji asks, Tumha poochha hu kasa nar ki nai. How is it that you are asking me who I am, as though you are a mere mortal human being. Because you are supposed to be Sarvajna only, you are supposed to be all-knowing. Why are you asking me? Should you not know? So the answer is, Bhagavan obviously knows who Hanumanji is, but Bhagavan wants to tell us that I know who you are, but it is your duty to recognize me. It is your responsibility to recognize me. I created you. I am your karanam. I am your cause. So I do know who you are. But do you know who I am? That is on your responsibility. That is, the onus is on you to recognize me. This is our purusharatha. This is our self-effort. Increasing our sattva to the point where I can recognize Bhagavan all the time. That is our self-effort. So then Hanumanji, he pleads with Bhagavan. Doha number two. Chaupai, half of Chaupai 1 and half of Chaupai 2. After Doha 2, right? Natha Jeeva Tava Maya Moha.
नाथ जीव तव माया मोह
नाथ जीव तव माया मोह
सुनिस्तर ही तुम्हारे ही चोहा
सुनिस्तर ही तुम्हारे ही चोहा
सेवक सुत पति मातु भरोसे
सेवक सुत पति मातु भरोसे
रही असोच बनाई प्रभु पोसे
रही असोच बनाई प्रभु पोसे
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम
श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम
Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram
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 Siyavar Ram Chandra Ki Jaya
Hanumanji says that I am affected by your maya. But to escape it, I need your anugraha only, your grace. Then he makes a very beautiful analogy. He says, Sevaka Sutapati Matu Bharosi. That the servant and the Sutta, the child, they are both dependent. The servant is dependent on the master. The child is dependent on the mother. This dependency is there to free our minds from the anxiety, from any worries. That, will this be provided for me? So in Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, Yoga Premam Aham Vaham. Whatever you need, I will provide. Whatever you have, I will maintain. You don't need to worry. You need food, you need clothes, you need shelter, I will give you. Then as children, parents also do the same thing, right? They provide food, shelter, clothing. But they also provide little snacks, ice cream, outings and things like that. Bhagavan said, you want that, I will give you that too. I will give you that also. You need a break, I will give you the break also. You need something sweet to eat today, I will give you that also. So it is not that Bhagavan is only taking care of basic needs. He's taking care of extra stuff also. Right? Because it comes. We are brahmacharins, sannyasins are there. We have people bring ice cream for us, people bring pizza for us, like everybody else get, right? So we are lacking nothing. It is not there every single day, but we do enjoy sometimes on occasion, right? It is on this strength that we take sannyas. It is on this strength that we renounce everything. that Bhagavan only will provide. And it actually happens, eh? Like sometimes I would feel I would like to have something sweet. And then the very next day, somebody will bring some sweet or some ice cream or something. Bhagavan listens, you know. He's not starving us. Love is there only, like parent cares for child. So Bhagavan will take care of us. And he says, no, name bhaktah pranashyati. I will not allow you to perish. I will not allow you to suffer.
अस कहीं परे उ चरण खुलाई
अस कहीं परे उ चरण खुलाई
निज तनु प्रगटि प्रीति उर छाई
निज तनु प्रगटि प्रीति उर छाई
तब रघुपति उठाई उर लावा
तब रघुपति उठाई उर लावा
निज लोचन जल सीचि जुड़ावा
निज लोचन जल सीचि जुड़ावा
श्री राम जय जय राम
Shri Ram Jay Ram Jay Jay Ram
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 Siyavar Ramachandra ki
jai. So now Hanumanji says, I will renounce my disguise. Now you have satisfied me. I know you are. I am yours. You are mine. I have let go of my Brahmana disguise. And he does Namaskara number 2 in his original form. So he falls at the feet of Bhagavan and he is very emotional. And Nijatanu Pragati Preeti Urachai. His heart was full of love, overflowing with love, as he became his own Vanara form. This shows that, you know, we can't hide anything from Bhagavan. We might hide from parents, we might hide from Acharya, we might hide from friends, but Bhagavan knows the depth of our heart. He knows the purity and he knows the impurities also. But that does not mean that Bhagavan will throw us on the side. He says, I know who you are, exactly who you are, and still I consider you to be mine. This is what you call as unconditional love. I know you're good and I know your flaws, and still I love you wholeheartedly. And so normally we think that I will go to Bhagavan only after I fix myself. I will go to Bhagavan only after I purify my mind, after I overcome the jealousy and the anger and the dislike and whatever negativity is there infecting my mind. First I will take care of it and then I will present myself to the Lord. But actually those impurities will go away only when we present ourselves to the Lord. It is like that salt that is dissolved in water. You go there, then it is, all impurities will be washed away, will be cleansed. See, Bhagavan only will take care of those things. All we have to do is say, you know what, Bhagavan, I know I am not the purest. I know I have negativities in my mind. I know I am infected to some degree. You please cleanse me. Take care of all of it. I know I have some work to do. I know I have some effort to put in some responsibility, but you only guide me, you only protect me from all of this, cleanse me, and then let me do your work. This is Sharanagati. So then, Tabaraghupati Uthai Uralava. Bhagavan lifted Hanumanji and he holds him to his bosom. Nija lochana jala sichi durava. And his Bhagavan is in tears only. And those teardrops are falling on Hanumanji as though cleansing him. Bhagavan has already chosen us. He says, I am yours. It is up to us to choose Bhagavan, to say, Bhagavan, you are mine. Right? In chapter 9 of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan says, even the most wicked of persons, the worst of sinners, if he worships me with ananya bhakti, exclusive devotion, sadhu eva samantavya, I consider him to be sadhu. He is a saint in my eyes. The worst of sinners, but because he is loving me unconditionally, exclusively, he is a sadhu. Ananya bhakti means exclusive devotion to Bhagavan. I love Bhagavan, I hold on to Bhagavan and nothing else of this world. Not even parents, not even children, not even spouse. Bhagavan only is my ashraya, my support. They are there, I recognize Bhagavan in them. Right? I love them in the way that I love my Bhagavan. But ashraya is Bhagavan. Support is Bhagavan. This is ananya bhakti. When we love Bhagavan in this way, Bhagavan will melt like butter. Right? He will become ours. Then the master becomes the servant. Bhagavan says, if you love me in this way, I will serve you, I will take care of you. Bhagavan serves his bhaktas only, right? We see in the case of Dhruva, the 5-year-old child. We see in the case of Prahalada. Anything that the bhakta needs, Bhagavan is there to take care of. So then who is the master and who is the servant? The bhakta is the master only. But it is because he has chosen Bhagavan. Bhagavan lives in my heart. He says, you just give me your heart and I will give you everything else. So, not much is there, but we'll just sing it out. Doha number 2, Chaupai number 4. Sunu Kapi Jiya.
सुनो कपि जिय मानसि चनियूना तै मम प्रिय लक्ष्मी मन ते दूना समदरसि मोहि कह सबको सेवक प्रिय अनन्य गति सो
भगवान सेज सुनो कपि डियर हनुमान यू लिसन समदर्शी मोहिकः सब को एवरीबडी सेज दैट I look upon everybody with equal eye, with equanimity, like the sun looks upon all, saint, sinner, animal, plant. The sun is there shining equally upon all. So everybody says that I see all my entire creation in that way. But that is not so. My bhakta, he is very priya.
He's very dear to me. I hold him very close to my heart. I cherish him. Sevaka priya ananya gati so. Because exclusive devotion is there. Exclusive refuge is there. And because you have this refuge, because I am your shelter, therefore, tai mama priya lakshmi manate dura. You are twice as dear to me as Lakshmana. Lakshmana, who left his new bride back at home. Lakshmana, who never slept for 14 years while they were in the forest. Lakshmana, who took care of them, getting all of the roots and shoots and bulbs for them to eat. Lakshmana, who would have built the ashram for them to sleep. That Lakshmana, who has been serving me for the last 14 years, you are twice dear to me as that Lakshmana. And Lakshmana is right there, clearing all of that. And still, he also has no jealousy in his heart, right? And then Hanumanji also, when he takes them to Sugriva, he doesn't take Bhagavan. He takes Bhagavan and Bhakta also. Rama and Lakshmana are there. Means, if I am serving Bhagavan, I have to serve the Bhakta too. Because this is where Bhagavan is. He is in your heart only. He is in the heart of the Bhakta. So Bhagavan is here and Bhagavan is here as well. So I serve Bhagavan and I also serve Bhagavan's Bhakta. There was a word that he used, but it meant, it started with the letter, yeah, I'm not remembering it now, but it meant that there's no abhimana in the heart of Hanumanji, that he's going to serve both Bhakta and Bhagavan. So like we like to serve the Guru, I must be the one to serve the Guru, but who is serving the Shishya of the Guru? Right? That person who is serving the Shishya of the Guru, that Guru looks at him and he blesses. Because you are not serving me directly, you are serving Shishya, who is serving me. Right? Similarly, if you are serving the Bhakta of Bhagavan, then of course Bhagavan will cherish you. So Ananya Jake Asi. Matina Tarai Hanumanta. My Sevakat Sarachan. Sacharachan. Rupa Swami Bhagavanta. He who is exclusively devoted to me. Ananya Bhakti. He is able to recognize me in animate and inanimate. That is my Bhakta. I am his Lord. In such a heart, I live. I live there in that Bhakta's heart. I am not to be found anywhere else. I am in his heart only. So in the same way, Bhagavan becomes the Lord of Hanumanji. In the same way, we have to install Bhagavan in our hearts and our minds. In whichever form we love Bhagavan. Here it is Bhagavan Ramachandra ji. But some people they worship Krishna, some people adore Bhagavan Shiva, some people love devis. So whichever form we love Bhagavan, that form we worship, that form we install in our hearts. Then that becomes your Ishta Devata. So we pray to Bhagavan that you please dwell in our hearts, dwell in our minds, bless us tremendously. Remove whatever impurities are there in our minds, and you please give us the strength to fulfill your work through us.
Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram
Ram Jaya Ram
Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram
Shri Ram Jaya Ram Jaya Jaya Ram.
We chant the closing mantra. We thank Bhagavan for this opportunity, coming together in satsang, singing his glories, singing the glory of the Bhakta also. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Shri Guru Vyo Namaha Hari Om Siyavar Ramachandra Ki Jai Shri Krishna Kanhaiya Lal Ki Jai Pavanasuta Hanuman Ki Jai Om Har Har Namah Parvati Pataye Har Har Mahadev Shri Sadguru Nath Maharaj Ki Jai. Hari. So tomorrow we begin Sundarkand.